This is VOA News.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
With the potential U.S. government shutdown just days away, Congress is moving into crisis mode. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The House is expected to vote tonight on a package of bills to fund parts of the government, but Speaker Kevin McCarthy faces an insurgency from hard-right Republicans eager to slash spending, even if it means curtailing federal services for millions of Americans. President Biden warning them, saying, funding the federal government is one of the most basic fundamental responsibilities of Congress. Meanwhile, the Senate is preparing its own bipartisan plan for a stopgap measure to buy time and keep offices funded past Saturday's deadline. I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands more Armenians flee Nagorno-Karabakh as officials in Azerbaijan's war-scarred separatist state raised the death toll from a fuel blast to 20. A Russian drone and missile strike near Odessa damaged infrastructure, a grain silo, and an abandoned hotel and injured at least one person. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine's emergency service shares a video showing firefighters trying to extinguish the fire following the drone strike. Ukraine's Air Force reported downing all Russian drones launched overnight, but one of the 12 missiles and two P-800 Onyx cruise missiles apparently made it past air defenses. Meanwhile, a senior Russian naval officer that Ukraine on Monday had claimed to have killed in a missile strike was seen attending an online conference. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Saudi Arabia sends a delegation to the occupied West Bank for the first time in three decades to meet Palestinian leaders. The kingdom is now in U.S. brokered talks with Israel to normalize relations. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is headed to the state of Michigan to join the United Auto Workers picket line. Analysts say he's all in when it comes to showing his union bona fides. Jennifer King reports.
The president heads to Michigan on the 12th day of the United Auto Workers' ongoing strike at the invitation of UAW President Sean Fain. Historians say walking the picket line may be a first for a sitting president, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
This president is the most pro-union president in history.
Biden says he thinks workers should benefit from automakers' success.
I think that now that the industry is roaring back, they should participate in the benefit of that.
White House officials have declined to say whether the president endorses specific UAW demands like a 40% wage hike or 40 hours pay for a 32-hour week. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also in the U.S., the second Republican presidential debate is slated for this Wednesday. Polling frontrunner and former U.S. President Donald Trump is not participating. South Korea's president has vowed to retaliate immediately against any potential provocations by North Korea in his Armed Forces Day speech as thousands of troops prepare to march through the capital in the country's first such military parade in 10 years. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The show of force comes as concerns grow that North Korea is seeking Russian help in expanding its nuclear arsenal in return for supplying Moscow with conventional arms exhausted by its war with Ukraine. Yoon says any use of nuclear weapons by North Korea would result in an overwhelming response by South Korea and the United States that would bring its regime to an end. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
And in other world news headlines, fighters loyal to the Syrian government have clashed with Kurdish-led forces in a mostly Arab district of eastern Syria, leaving 25 people dead in 2 days, a war monitor says. The EU Trade Commissioner warns that Chinese regulations governing the transfer of data out of the country, including a revised anti-espionage law, could have unintended consequences. A Thai court jails one of the leading figures in the kingdom's youth-led pro-democracy protest movement for 4 years on royal insult charges. And in some lighter news, the highly endangered pangolin has revealed a secret. It comprises not 8 species, but 9, with a new one discovered through analysis of confiscated scales. You can follow the Voice of America on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.